Is this mage cracked? What are they doing? I've never seen someone scribe a summoning circle so slowly. They are covered in powerful enchantments, but it looks like they've never summoned a demon before. Oh well, time to make an appearance. You look so sad, human. Why are you summoning me? Good evening. Thank you for making sure there was enough room for me to stretch my wings. Your plane can feel so claustrophobic. Let's get a look at you, shall we? Come closer. Oh, you darling mage. I'm not a vampire. I don't bite. My. You're a lovely human, aren't you? I like your features. You have pretty eyes. And such elaborate robes. You've won your fortune with your magic, haven't you? I can tell. Oh, it's refreshing. Too often I am summoned in backwater woods and remote huts. I belong in a room like this, with art and silk curtains on the walls. Though you could have made your bed before summoning me, don't you think? I said, don't you think? Yes, well, I also leaned forward provocatively. Is my form not pleasing to you? I even made sure to cast my voice from ear to ear. I know you humans love that. You look so bored. Fine, we can begin negotiations. Why have you summoned me? Wait, you are not bored. Look at you, you're swaying in place. Are you drunk? Ah, you're exhausted. How odd. Well, excuse me. Humans are so frail, and there are so many ways they become inebriated. It's hard to keep track of. You say you've gone 2 days without sleep. Oh dear, that sounds like a lot. Why don't you just go to bed then? It's very rude to laugh at a demon that you've summoned. And you can't sleep. Why? Are you cursed? Really? Even though you're clearly exhausted? What a tremendous failing of the human body to deny itself what it really needs. I'm not one for comfort or platitudes, but there, lovely mage. It isn't your fault. However, this still doesn't tell me why you summoned... No. No! You wish to barter with me, a demon of the plains, in order to... fall asleep? I'm insulted. How dare you? Tisk tisk. Don't unsummon me yet. I didn't say I wouldn't help you. How am I going to help you? That is an excellent question. Now, come closer. Come closer. Yes, put your chin in my hand, sweet thing. Goodness, you are full of charm. Look at you. You take orders so well. Let me brush my thumb across your cheek. You're very vulnerable right now, aren't you? You don't have to hide it. Demons can smell desperation. You brought me here as a half-baked plea for rest. I should devour you. But I find you... intriguing. Yes, I'll help you. But I won't debase myself with such a minor deal. I don't trade in naps and butterflies, human. You're lucky I think you're attractive. Lay yourself down on that couch nearby. Yes, the couch. Your bed has failed you. Now turn your head so you're looking at me. Don't worry. It's going to feel good, like a warm, floating feeling covering your body. I'll bring you to sleep. And because I am old enough to know that you share with others what you hope to receive and give what you wish you had, I will make sure your rest is joyful and pleasant. You're very lucky. You're welcome. There is a part of your mind that cannot distinguish imagination from reality. It's a bit of a failing, really. But I'm going to exploit it for your benefit. I'm going to begin now. Are you ready? Good. You'll hear my voice drift from right to left, left to right. You must focus on me and what I tell you. I don't like to repeat myself. Allow your eyes to close. Feel the line of contact along your eyelids as they kiss. And commit to this, to my help. Don't dishonor yourself with half measures. You've been blessed with my intervention. You don't want to squander what I'm offering. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Come into this space. The feel of your body against the cushions. The sound of my voice. You are in control, sweet human. Don't forget that. Imagine a tranquil rainfall on a warm summer night. The droplets are shimmering, and the color of your magic. The water flows gently from the crown of your skull downwards. It's the same temperature as your skin, as the air. It travels down the line of your neck, your torso, your legs, to the ends of your toes. As this tranquil rain kisses you from the crown of your head to the ends of your toes, your body feels heavier and heavier as you drift deeper and deeper towards a place of peace and rest. That's right. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And with each number I say, you will find yourself sinking deeper and deeper, going further and further into this tranquil place of peace and rest, of relaxation and dreams. 5. Allow yourself to fall deeper, the weight of your body bringing you down, drifting further still. 4. Letting go. 3. Even deeper still. 2. Drifting further down and down. And 1. Completely letting go, sinking into this beautiful abyss of magic, tranquility, of loving demon voices and rain that kisses your skin. You have complete control here, and any suggestion I make, you can accept or reject. But I am going to take you on a journey, and I will awaken parts of you you didn't know you had. Breathing in through the nose and out. Savor the sense of deep relaxation washing over you. This place of rest you have found within yourself. Enjoy it. You deserve it. I am going to count backwards from 3. And when I reach 3, you will find yourself back in time, in the midst of a happy memory, a moment where you experienced pure joy, excitement, and happiness. Any memories, small or significant, where it felt like the sun shone just for you, hugging a loved one, having the beauty of your soul witnessed by another. Earning the trust of a cherished pet. Something that makes you smile just to recall it. Picture it. Remember it. The sights, the smells, the feel. You are traveling there now. And in 1, 2, 3, you are there now in that memory. Reliving that joy and happiness you felt. Look around. What do you see? How does your heart feel? What are you doing? Allow your senses to witness this place. Focus on the joy and love within your heart and expand it. Feel it welling up within you. Because because it comes from you. Spreading across your limbs and head, covering you in the color of your magic. And it feels great, like you're being bathed in joy. It spreads through you, filling the space around you, unable to be contained. Stay here. Savor it. And tomorrow, you will feel these feelings, remember this color, and take this joy with you. Because you deserve it. You are good and worthy of love. Love of the self, love of others, love of the world. I am going to count to five. On five, you will enter a place of rest, of deep, deserved sleep, coated in the joy you bring with you everywhere. One, breathing still. Two, going deeper. Three, drifting down. Four, eyelids heavy. Five, finding tranquil, restful sleep. Rest well, human. Mwah.